Hello, welcome to episode 26 of Daily-ish. This is my daily-ish show. It's been substantially less than daily-ish lately. Sorry, apologies, vacations, etc., life, and all that. It's Thursday, July 10th. It was 17 degrees when I started my show notes for this, and now it's probably 19 degrees. Warming up. Summer is here. The pool is out in the backyard, and a little inflatable pool. Maybe next episode I'll podcast from the pool. And yes, it feels life is busier and then less busy at the same time somehow in summer. So this podcast needs to be more daily, less-ish for sure if it's going to continue, because otherwise it's too easy if it's not like a forced routine. If it's kind of random, it's too easy just to let it slide, obviously, as I have. This episode of Daily-ish is brought to you by Campaign Monitor. If you're sending email newsletters, Campaign Monitor makes it fun, easy, and beautiful. They have recently released an iOS app called Monitor for monitoring the campaigns you send out. And also, they have a beautiful new template builder called Canvas that's worth checking out at canvas.cm. My thanks to Campaign Monitor for supporting good stuff and Daily-ish. I wanted to record this episode today because I feel like it's important to mark important changes in life with more than sometimes just a tweet or maybe a blog post. I podcast, so releasing an episode of my show about it seemed a little bit appropriate. Friend Mike Hurley, fellow podcaster, is announced today that he's leaving 5x5, the podcast network that he's been a part of, for about 18 months now. And ironically, I saw a tweet just go by that said he left or shut down 70 Decibels, his own podcast network, to join 5x5 when 70 Decibels was about 18 months old. So it seems to be his pattern, I guess. Every 18 months, he does something new. All his shows are ending. He's starting fresh with something new. He's teased in a few weeks. Blog post is linked in the show notes, which you can find at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/26. Yeah, so what can I say? Mike is he's a guy who loves podcasting. I would guess he sleeps with a microphone as a soother or dummy, as they say in the Commonwealth, and his headphones are likely what he cuddles with when it's storming outside. He likes to help people get their stories told is sort of the way that I came across him on his popular internet broadcast show, Command Space. He's published over 100 interviews with people, always starting with a question. So, insert guest name here, what do you like to be known for? That immediately puts his guests in an interesting position, I think. Do you share what's on your ego or what's on your heart? And at first I thought it was kind of like a cop-out question, like, come on, Mike, do your research. You don't make your guests tell you what they do. You should know already and guide that or whatever. But over time, I began to see how that kind of simple question helps spark great conversations and vulnerability with guests time and again. And as I said, his other shows on 5x5 are ending as well. Bionic Directional, The Pen Addict, then The Prompt, totaling up some 385 episodes. And he's taking the bold move, I guess, of starting fresh instead of he's wiping the slate clean, starting over again rather than bringing those shows with him. And Mike's been extremely generous with his time with me. He was guest number two on Show Me Your Mic, a show that I had started about podcasters talking to other podcasters before I even knew if I was going to continue doing it, but he was generous enough to spend some time chatting. And he was on again later, 20 episodes later, and answering plenty of questions about running a network as Tim and Adam and I started up Good Stuff. At the risk of this sounding a little bit like a eulogy, the reports of Mike Hurley's death have been greatly exaggerated. His new thing will no doubt be awesome. Sounds like he's bringing along Federico Vitici, Stephen Hackett, probably a cast of many other friends and foes of Mike Hurley, and I can't wait to hear what it's called and what they come up with in the future. So, I'm not sure what a podcaster salute might sound like, a tip of the microphone, a 16 fader salute, something like that. I don't know. But all the best to you, Mike, and thanks for your support and cheering on of my podcasting efforts. So you can follow along and find out what Mike is doing next if you hit him up on Twitter, iMike on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, I'm iChris. I was actually iChris before he was iMike, just so you know, it wasn't the other way around. We're both Apple nerds. That's where it came from, I'm sure. You can follow Good Stuff at goodstuff_FM. This episode, of course, like I said, you can find at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/26. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.